beginnt der Kalender ab, sagt das Nase darf testen, beginnt der Days, beginnt testen Nase, beginnt der Gemara, Bisham ist aber kudem mehr. So this is the Gemara saying that the Mishnah is not like a third Tana. Reb Nassan, who he qualifies the Machlekes, otherwise. He says that Bisham is like two different Tanoim. Sabekrim Meir, as Tesla explains, the Amid that he says, in the Mitzvah of Batala, so they put Lochav and Nazar, because when he said his opening words are in Nazar, they make some Nazar, and as he quotes from the words, O Krib Yehuda, the Mastin of our Mishnah, the Amid that he says that Nazar, that Nazar have you give me Nazar, because like we explained, the word Nazar is like from the word of Precious, so it's going to be that you Nazar from Gregorius, the way he explained in the Halacha of Beishamai. So, Beishamai is like Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. So you're actually both, Nazir and Nader. Not like the two opinions in our Mishnah, which is either one or the other. And continue with the words of the Gemara, but still Sabi Kribi Yehuda. Yehuda is like not like the Gersa we have in our Gemara, Kribi Yehuda, but rather the Gersa of like Yehuda, the Masnin of the Mishnah, that even though you're not a Nazir, but you the Nader Miha, but you are Nader, meaning the like Rabbi Shimon, the Patel Gamin, like Rabbi Shimon of Menachas, who says that you didn't take your Kederchem and Snadvim, that you're totally exempt. No, you'll be at least another from the Gregorius and the Dvela. But it's also like Rabbi Yisi, the holds that the Madvar Bat Mitzvahs. So therefore you're not another, but you will be another. Continue with the next Debre Maskel Tesis, Beishamai Krebi Huda. That Beishamai, this is the other version, that basically is like Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah. Beishamai is like Rabbi Huda, but not the Mihava, and therefore you're going to be at least having have a lach of a nether, but it's like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, like we said, a full nether will have, and therefore you're not even having taken nether because again you didn't take giderich and mesnat. So what's the machleik is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? So it's a Mishnah mesachtes menachas, as Taisa quotes from the Devar Maskel Yivam Menachitin, that if you say you can make from iron, you should bring from wheat because she emecha bas iron, because emecha does not come from barley. Ella and the Gersa like Marav Ranshberg points out should be not the chaytiv, but the oimer umechet knoist. That of the seitah or the barley offering of the second day of Pesach, those are only ones of barley, but generally it's only from wheat. So you have to bring from wheat, says the Tanna Kamma. To be maskal yibay yisar and shalom, if you set a half, you have to bring a holy sorin shayin mechem pechus masarin, because there's no flour offering less than a sarin. And again, Vavitam, the closest reason for all these halachas why you have to bring it, because that's not the way it's normally brought. The next is maskal, begins the words, the gemara, lav, Rami Beishami didn't Beishami say, mina gregers, mina veila habanazim, that even though that you're going to be a Nazir, as Tais explains, I've got the Gregorius Le Shechel and Nazir's Klal, even though Gregorius have nothing to do with Nazir's at all, like we explained before, because it's not Yitzum Nayayin, but Bisham Bein, the other Maitzit Rav Lotel, but since a person does not say his words in vain, so that's why he said, Vatatan Nekam, according to Reb Meir, so therefore, that's why you're going to be Chayim. Ah, so we see that this is the same Machlekes, as we quote from the words of Gemara, and I'm in the Sarin. Here also, when you take the mincha from barley, I've got the leishayich l'sarin mincha, though barley has nothing to do with flour offering, you have a chid, never bring wheat. They know the mezel of batel, because you wouldn't say your words in vain. Next, say some asks, between the words of the Gemara, that, ba'im ili yisidei b'chulu. No, it could be even like everyone. But, it's a tour where he has said, had I known, as Tais explained, the base garcina, not kill him. It's like when he says, "Bo'emer," claim another, "Bo'emer feirah." She says explicitly, "Ilias yideish einoy dimitzayich b'chulu." Had I known that you don't take a nether of barley, I would tisi lo'emer. But I made a mistake to say the noitrin sa'irin that you could take a nether of barley kemichas chayte. Or really, the Gersa says, "Oimer v'kanois." But lulizeh yisinoy dechitin. If not, but that would have taken a nether from wheat. La'achim ma'isachin nether after being wheat. V'chem mekemach sot regarding flour. Tov mechas kanois. I made a mistake by the mechas kanois. B'shem leboino v'chem mechatz yisaron lo yodesh atok levisun shalom. He didn't know that you have to bring a full isaron. So therefore, had I known, so therefore again, that's not only like b'shamin, that could be even like everyone. To the next, Toys the Master, begin with the Gemara, l'shun el mesayin. So he qualified, he says, this whole teaching is only if we said from barley, because the matzal metal matzal, you can make such a mistake. Even there are other ones, although they're the exceptions, but they are from barley. But as a concern for the words of Gemara, from lentils, and you're not going to make anything as Tais explained. Like metal matzal, you cannot make that dependent on the mistake. Like a shaldashim, there is no mentra of lentils. But the Gemara asks, as Tais quotes, Mechdi, let's see, Chazkia, Kaman, Mokil, Lamasin. Who did he explain the Mishnah of, as Tais explained, the Menaches? That is, the Gemara says, Kibisham, Evahulu. But I'm in Bisham, and Tais explains, Bisham says, Abinaz, why you in Nazim Tam, because we say, you know, the Mazim, the Bible, the person will not say his words in vain. Wait a second, Kin, if that's the case, I'll just make lentils nice, you can wheat, because you just forget about mistake, you just don't say your words in vain. So how could Chizkiah be the one that's qualifying this teaching like this if he himself says like Bisham? So it's Tais says, from the words of the Gemara, how do Bechizkiah he? and he adds in the word Mahi Chizki, retracts from that Pirish. In other words, in my Dokalu Masnei the Manachas Gibisham Dis, that he had previously explained the first answer in the Gemara that Mishnah Manachas like Bishamai, he retracted from that Mukilok Rabbi Yechanan, and he claimed like the second answer in the Gemara like Rabbi Yechanan, where it's saying he says, had I known, etc. Now, what's the reason for that? As Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara, Masnei in Kashisi Bechul, because the Mishnah he finds difficult. Because why saying from the case of a barley, if it's like Bishama, listening to Minadashan, say from lenses, in other words, even saying Bishama, if it's like Bishama, Matamde, and other medicine, the double cause of the reasoning, that person doesn't say his words in the main, listen to Nadashan, in the case of lentils, never was say what's a bigger chiddish. Next, there's Masal that begins with the words of the Gemara of, no, Hassam over there says Taisim Mishum to Usuhu, because of an error. And he says, oh, had I known. So when you say barley, you could say that a person makes such a mistake. Yes, because there are flour things that are brought from barley. About dashim, but lens is likely that you cannot make such a mistake. Because no milk is brought from them at all. That's how it's just finishing off, according to Tesis, seemingly the gears is just finishing off what we said, that, you know, like this idea of having made a mistake or not. So obviously, the Mishnah cannot be like Bishamah, because then you would have said some lentils. And Tais says, "Beloy gross hocha b'sefer." Unlike the text that we have in our Gemara, Tais says not to have the girsa. Ksav chizke, the chizke holds Bishamah can be huda. Bishamah is like a behuda. And as we find in Benachas Parakam Nachas and Sakam Daf Kavgim Lamanal, the girsa in the Gemara does not have that text. But hasam girsa, rather the text is elishmamna. Rather we infer from this mishum to who b'sa'ichem toy. Because yeah, you would make a mistake regarding but just toy. You wouldn't make a mistake regarding lentils. So therefore, obviously, it's not like Bishamah, because Bishamah makes it not dependent on mistakes, but rather on in od meitzed dvar b'latala. And then it goes on to the what Rabbi Yechon how disagrees on Chizkiah. That is continued with the words of the Gemara. Dikel meima mehadu dikel hadabe. The contrary, Rabbi Yechon goes with a reverse type of a logic. He says that you could say by the case of lentils that the person is Rabbi Yechon was saying according to Chizkiah. Why are you backing out? Because it didn't say Minadashim. It says, well, maybe it's Lema Boyakama. In other words, I don't have to tell you from Adashim because then for sure you have to bring a regular Mincha because what else did you mean? Because you could say that Mehadahadabe, but Tabas Lashon Rishon. What does that mean? The Diba Achon says Rishon. Your later words are contradicting your first words. When you said Mincha Mashma Mincha Kshay Mesel, it sounds like a valid Mincha from flour. When you say lentils, you're retracting from what you originally said. And therefore you say, but so it's contradicting. When we say contradicting, then we could say we have to pick one and we'll pick the first thing that you said, and therefore you'll have to bring a mincha. But as the Gemara says, but when you say from barley, so hachikamar, as Tais explains, you're not coming to contradict your first words. When you say that, I'm taking upon myself to bring a mincha. You're coming to explain to say, and the Gemara says, what you said from barley, im, and the Gemara says, F-shift, that's possible. As Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara, meaning Likdash b'mincha sa'im, let it be sanctified as a mincha of oimor b'mincha sa'ite, Tikdash then let it be sanctified. V'iloi, and Tais Gir says, V'iloi efshalay likash, and if it's not possible to be sanctified, b'mincha is a flower thing, as Tais explains, so lo yischai b'mincha ches, it's not be obligated another mincha. So that's what, as Tais quotes from the words of the Gemara, k'mashma l'maisachid, that it's a bigger chedesh that you bring wheat, because you would say that no, it's explaining, and it's not a mistake, and therefore you shouldn't have to bring anything. Because that's a chiddush that you do bring with loyim kibishamai. The verse says, and it could still be like bishamai. It says Rabbi Yehuda, the inod medzabatol, and it's based on the principle inod medzabatol, and therefore you don't have to back out from saying it's like bishamai.